He has no obligation to give you back your property.
Seller's remorse at the pawn shop.
Look at the pawn receipt.
Yes.
That's your signature.
Yes.
How much money did she give you for the items that you pawned?
$2,100.
Do you have the $2,100 to give her?
No, ma'am.
Well, then what are you doing here?
And a pawnbroker plays hardball.
Do you have their property?
I could have.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Wendy and Rosalio Magdaleno say pawn shop owner Sheila Christensen owes for the value of jewelry they pawned at her shop. Sheila claims she lived up to her end of the loan.
Order, all rise.
Case number 306 on the calendar, the matter of Magdaleno versus Christensen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. and Mrs. Magdaleno, Miss Christensen runs a pawn shop, and you have pawned items with Miss Christensen in the past.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
And when you've pawned items with her in the past, we're not talking about these items, have you or have you not claimed them, or have you let them go?
Both. We've had some items we've claimed and some items we've let go.
Tell me about the items that you claimed.
There were numerous times.
Not numerous. I don't want to hear numerous. I want to hear when you pawned them, what were they, and when you claimed them.
Jewelry. They were rings, necklaces.
Tell me when.
You need to keep in mind, Judge, that we have repawned the exact same gold. So it might have been in pawn, we took it out, and then for something else happened, we repawned it. So it's been in and out.
That's what this case is about. This case is about your allegation that you pawned some things with Miss Christensen, and she gave you money.
Yes.
For the pawned items. And she had the pawned items in her place for a period of time, she says, consistent with the time she was supposed to have to hold them. You didn't come to retrieve them. Those items were gone. You sell them. I don't know what you do with them.
Sell or melt.
Or melt. You say you want your items back. You did everything right, and she did everything wrong, and you want your items back. Miss Christensen said you two a bunch of scammers, and I don't know whether you are or not, but how much money did Miss Christensen give you
for the
items? How much money did she give you for the items that you pawned?
It depends on each pawn ticket is a separate amount.
Tell you what we're going to do. Add them all up and tell me how much money Miss Christensen gave you.
For the ones we're here for today, Your Honor, it's approximately...
I don't want to hear approximately. We're in a court.
It's $2,100.
Do you have the $2,100 to give her?
Right
now. No, not did. Right now, do you have the $2,100 to give her?
No, ma'am,
I don't. Well, then what are you doing here? If you don't have the $2,100 that she gave you, she's in business.
Judge, we had it on the day we showed up in her...
Let me tell you something. Today, you're here.
Yes.
This is a court. It's an equity court. Let us say she has the items. I'm saying to you, cough up your $2,100, and then I'm going to put her feet to the fire. Do you have it, yes or no?
No.
Well, then I can't help you.
Well, yes, you can, because I borrowed the money from my sister from Mexico City. I have the proof right here. Since she not let me pay,
I send the money back. Well, then that's your problem. Bring it back to me, Mr. Magdaleno.
I have a proof.
Listen to me carefully, sir.
Yes.
Bring it to me. You don't expect me to find in your favor when you're not giving her the money, do you? Listen to me carefully.
Where is the place? Where is my goal? It's right here in the court or was in the shop to her? I'm hearing the money over there.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? She gave you $2,100.
Yes.
We've been paying the interest.
She gave you $2,100.
Yes.
Pay careful attention. I don't care what you got from your cousin, what you borrowed, what you sent back.
Yeah, I know.
You have to stand here and say to me,
yeah,
Judge, here is my $2,100. I want my property back. And I said to you, do you have the $2,100? And you say, no.
Not today.
No, no.
I can get it, but I didn't bring it with me right here.
Well, let me tell you this. You come back here when you get it.
No. Wait a minute. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
No. You're not getting $2,100 twice. And I don't care what you're going to say. You're not going to change this mind. when you have $2,100 to say, Judge, I have the money to give her back the money that she gave me, and I want my property back, I am then going to put her feet to the fire and say, I want their property.
All right.
Good.
All right.
See you then.
Excuse me.
Step out. This case will be recalled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you have their property?
I could have.
Well, that's my question. Do you have their property?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. In a case recall from earlier today, Wendy and Rosalio Magdaleno are accusing pawn shop owner Sheila Christensen of prematurely selling jewelry they pawned at her shop.
That's the recall of case number 306 in the matter of Magdaleno versus Christensen. Parties are reminded.
Thank you.
You're still under oath. You're welcome.
All right. You have the $2,100?
Yes.
Give it to Officer Byrd, please.
You can leave it in the envelope.
In the envelope. Okay.
Cool.
Great. Now, you hold that there?
Sure.
On what date did you pawn the items that you have a question about?
It was the exact date, I don't know. It was in April.
Just a second. Do you keep records? You are required by Oregon law to keep records of every transaction. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And you have your book?
I do.
Your book?
I have a copy of the original pawn slip.
I'd like to see it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was December 18th, 2012.
Yes.
And the things that were pawned were two religious on Gucci style chain, color yellow gold.
Right.
And then there was a ring color yellow gold.
Yes.
With a lady's red stone. And then there was a lady's ring with a green stone.
Yes.
And then there was a ring, just a yellow gold ring.
Yes.
And on what date are you supposed to come back and get these things?
Initially, it's a 60-day loan with a 30-day grace period. So they had until March 15th to pick it up or renew it.
March 15th of 2012?
Yes. But they were late and came in March 31st.
And what are your obligations if they have 60 days plus a 30-day grace period and if they came in March 31st?
My obligation is to send them a letter stating that their item will forfeit in 30 days.
Did you, in fact, send them that letter?
Yes.
Can I see a copy of that letter?
It's attached to your paperwork there.
Got it. There were actually three items.
Correct.
Three pawn tickets.
Okay.
That is the copy that we sent him 30 days before it renewed. And here's where the letter was returned to us.
May I see it, please?
We're obligated to keep those on file like 7 years.
Your Honor, is there any way I can see that?
Well, why don't you tell me first, where were you living in March of 2012?
It is apartment F, Lake Frank, Forest Grove, Oregon, 97116.
Would you hand this over to the plaintiffs, please?
I have a copy of his driver's license.
Can you see my driver's license, please? And can you see my address is the same, please?
No, I'm looking at the thing that you signed, sir. Your name is Rosalio.
The address down right there.
Listen to me, sir.
Yes.
What is your first name?
Rosalio.
Okay. It is the exact address that you signed under, sir, when you pawned these items. Take a look at the pawn receipt. Look, don't speak. Look at the pawn receipt.
Yes.
That's your signature.
Yes.
What address is it?
The wrong address.
Well, you signed it.
Yes, I did it.
You signed it?
Yes.
So? You signed it.
She typed it. She got my driver's license. She put it wrong. It's my responsibility.
Your responsibility, sir.
It's her.
No, listen to me.
She have my driver's license bigger than mine in my wallet. How she can put it the address wrong?
Listen to me, sir. First of all, it's the right address, but a different apartment.
I'm the manager in the apartment.
Just a minute. As a matter of fact, your driver's license says apartment E.
Yes, I used to.
Just a second. Not used to. She keeps a copy of everything. Your driver's license says apartment E.
Mm-hmm.
The post office returned the letter because it said it was sent to apartment 3E.
Yes, there's no apartment 3 in that complex. And the manager right there. And the manager for 10 years.
Sir, this is your name.
Yes.
You signed this.
Yes.
Judge Judy.
If you look at it and you say, you know what? I'm not in apartment 3E. I'm in apartment E. That's your obligation. That's your obligation.
But who's the one that make the papers, me or her?
I don't answer your questions. I want to know where you were from February 18th to March 31st. On what date? Don't ask me a question. Don't ask me a question. On what date did you go in to retrieve these items? That requires a month, a day, and a year.
Well, I would have to go by the date that she said, which would have been March 31st. But, Your Honor, we...
So that was beyond the 90 days.
But we went in and we paid the interest at that time. And we had
Just a second. So was what you're telling me on March 31st, you went in and paid her money?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That she accepted?
Yes, ma'am.
How much money did you pay her?
It would be $321,
approximately. Show me.
It's right here, the tickets, Your Honor. Last tickets we had.
So on March 31st, 2012, is it correct, Ms. Christensen, they came in and paid you interest?
They did.
And when was the next interest due?
Once you renew, it's another 60-day loan, and I give another 30-day grace period.
Okay. And then you have to write to them again?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Did they come in again?
They did.
On what date?
They renewed on July 1st.
And they renewed how?
By paying the interest, and they paid cash.
And how much interest did they pay?
$375.
Okay. So you knew enough to come back at certain time increments to pay
interest. Can I explain to you on that as well?
Just answer my question.
Yes.
You knew to come in and pay the interest in certain increments in order to maintain your property.
Yes, Judge.
Now, when did you go back to her shop? On what date?
It was October 5th. And can I explain to you what happened?
Just a second. It was October 5th that you went back into her shop.
Yes.
The date here is 8/30/2013.
Correct.
And you say that you have an additional 30 days.
Correct.
That would make it September 30th.
Yes, I know that, Judge.
Okay. And you went in on October 5th.
Correct.
Okay. What happened when you went in on October the 5th?
Okay, Judge, what happened when we went in on October 5th, Ms. Christensen was not there. It was her son and her mother. So we walked around the store. We bought a couple video games. We waited for her to show up. She didn't
show up. That was on the 5th of October.
That was on the 5th of October.
5th of October, 6 days after.
6 days after.
After your grace period of 30 days and the due date. So 6 days after.
Right.
So you waited for her to come in and...
Okay, and she didn't show up, so we said, okay, well, we will be back. And her son had told us, oh, well...
You can't tell me what her son told you. That's okay. Hearsay.
Okay. So, yes, we left and came back on the 7th.
And then you came back on the 7th.
Yes.
But the 5th was after the date.
Correct. And let me explain one thing, Judge. We had been in and out of her pawn shop very, very many times between the time that she sent that letter that was supposedly returned. I mean, very many times, because this is not the only stuff we had pawned at that time.
I understand. You were in and out. But
and she never mentioned that she had returned mail from us. We had no idea.
It doesn't matter. That was a long time ago. That was before this.
I have
this that says August 30th is the due date, and September 30th was the outside date with your grace period, and you came in after that on October 5th.
Right, and Judge, she would always tell me, she would call us every time, oh, hey, you got a loan coming up, and oh, by the way, I need Mexican food for three people. So
Madam,
she would demand that we bring her Mexican food.
What do you want me to do?
And she would say, don't worry about it as long as you have...
What do you want me to do?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't actually have to help you at all. Listen to me.
I listen.
You have a losing case.
I know.
Losing case. I'm glad you know.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Wendy and Rosalio Magdaleno. are suing pawn shop owner Sheila Christensen for the value of jewelry they pawned at her shop.
Go ahead.
I have more papers where I saw guns, bicycles. That no was so valuable like my jewelry right there. She let it go. She no did say nothing. This time she called me. She told me you want tickets too, but because this is more valuable, she no can call me.
Listen to
That's
me.
That's okay.
Sir.
Yes.
She has no legal obligation to you beyond the 30th of September. That is something that you agree, correct? Now what you're telling me is she always used to call me anyway with other stuff that was not as valuable. This is more valuable, so this she says she got rid of.
And she would always promise us, oh, don't worry, you will never lose your stuff. We were there 2 weeks before that.
No. Listen to me. You knew enough to come in and pay your interest at various times.
Yes.
You always waited until the very last minute to come in to pay your interest. And even when you were beyond that time, she actually accepted your payment. What you're complaining about this time was she didn't accept your payment of either late interest or money. She said, we have a contract. This is our contract. This is the four corners of our contract. You know you have to be back here on August 30th. And you also know you have an additional 30 days grace period, which you had, and you came in after that. She has no obligation to give you back your property. She could if she had it. Do you have their property?
I could have.
Well, that's my question. Do you have their property?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I expire the jewelry and put it in a can to get melted. I've been gone from work 3 days. I don't know if it's
so. Before you left, was the jewelry that they had pawned still intact?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I think that these people have done business with you for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to do the equitable thing. If, in fact, the jewelry has not been melted down to be sold, you are under no obligation to keep it beyond the contract. Let's start out with that. But you have a certain amount of goodwill that I'm sure that you want to maintain in the community where you've been doing business for how long?
2 years in a week.
And you want to continue to do business there, I assume?
I do.
Okay. So I'm going to suggest to you that you go home, take a look and see if you have their jewelry. If you have their jewelry, you can call them or you can call the court and say, I actually do have the jewelry. I am returning to Mr. and Mrs. Magdaleno their $2,100. If you have their stuff and if they come in, because now they have the money, if they come in and give you the $2,100, are you prepared to give them back their jewelry?
I would be prepared if they are prepared to get back everything I still have that they've lost.
Which is?
Firearms, bicycles.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're saying.
They've pawned guns and lost them.
It's gone.
They've pawned bicycles and lost them.
What do you mean bought and lost them? I don't understand.
Didn't pay. Didn't come in, pick up, or renew.
Listen to me. I'm not getting involved.
Sorry.
I don't actually have to help you at all. Listen to me.
I listen.
You have a losing case.
I know.
Losing case. I'm glad you know. You have a losing case. I am trying to help you.
Thank you.
If you do anything to irritate me, I'm going to say your case is dismissed because this is the contract.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, I'm going to suggest this to you. If you have their jewelry, the things that are on these three tickets, and they now have the $2,100, and they've been paying you interest on that money at a reasonable rate of interest, so you actually aren't out any money, I'm going to suggest to you that it would be good business for you to give them back the jewelry. The rest of the stuff that they pawned, that they just let go, that's your problem. Don't buy things from people unless you really are interested in keeping them. You know that. That's your business. I'm talking about these three tickets. So when you say, I could have it,
I don't have
suggest
it.
You go,
I don't have it.
Well, you go home and look for it. They have the $2,100. If you can give it back to them, terrific. If not, your case is dismissed. That's all. Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Sheila had always in the past for the last 2 years and 1 week that she has been in business We have always worked things out, and she's always giving me promises. Don't worry, pay your interest.
They're trying to get something for nothing, and they're trying to extort.
Oh, that's ridiculous. If I was trying to extort money for her, why would I, every 2 weeks when I would go renew a ticket, why would I, out of my pocket, pay for $30 in Mexican food for her every time I would go see her? That's absurd.
Don't do the deed if you can't take the gratitude.
I think that she did very bad business, and there's no way I would ever recommend anybody doing business with her.